Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
And obviously, the initial moments kind of live up to the hype, right? Big, massive standing ovation. You had tweeted out, the broadcast was mentioned, the hush of the crowd.
Yeah, so that was
wait for the next pitch.
That was something I hadn't experienced before. You know, we've been there for debuts, and we talked about obviously standing ovation when he gets his name announced and he's getting ready to step into the batter's box. That all happened. But for a regular season game, I've never been at one where it was silent. Once obviously you're getting ready to swing the bat. It got in between every pitch and the anticipation, it was intense, and it truly was dead silent. It was bizarre, man. That's how much everybody's waiting to erupt for that big moment. Unfortunately, he obviously didn't get a hit till his final at bat, but
he
did get the RBI. Yeah. And one of few RBIs of the entire evening, it turned out, for the entire team. But yeah, it was just different. I didn't even hear the PA announcement for his name. That's how loud it was. You can ask me, what was his walk-up song? I have no idea. I did not hear it.
Of some kind.
I didn't even hear it.
I wasn't able to hear it over the TV.
It was a cool moment, but yeah, the silence part was just something I hadn't experienced in a regular season game, for an at-bat like that.
No, I definitely feel like it had the kind of energy you would expect for that kind of debut. I'll just say, the mid-season debuts are better. They're just better. It's more about, just you. Not the home opener, not all the pomp and circumstance, not what is this team going to do this year. Last night felt like, especially in the early part of the game before the game got away, that moment was for Jack. He was after the game talking about, in his final at bat, he's looking over there because he knows Pat Mahomes is sitting front row, ready to watch him make his debut and, trying to make sure he did something cool.
Really cool. Really cool to kind of hear the crowd react the way that they did. You know, it's a super warm welcome. I'm thankful for everybody that was a part of it. It was pretty cool to see Pat Mahomes there. So, it was great. Yeah, my second to last AB, I just kind of looked over and kind of smiled. And I was like, all right, I got to do something cool. And then I rolled over. So,
I got to do something cool because Pat Mahomes is there. I mean, I'd feel that way at 22 probably too, if Patrick Mahomes was sitting in the stands waiting to cheer me on in that moment. But yeah, it felt like a proper debut other than the game itself. He got an RBI in his first at bat. He still got a hit. Technically raised his average because he's hitting 240. Now he's hitting 241. A slight increase in there. Made a nice play at first base when they moved the defense around a little bit. The only thing that I saw people being critical of in the debut gold was the right field play. Can we talk about that for a minute? Who is that play on? Because I don't know if it's a Bermuda Triangle or what the hell exactly is going on there, but three or four different baseballs landed in a, I would say, a 10-foot square radius of each other.
No man's land.
Is every single one of those supposed to be Jack's? Is Salvi supposed to be able to get back there? Is India supposed to get over there? I don't feel like it's just Jack Caglione's fault.
It's on all three.
Not
there.
Getting to that baseball.
Yeah, I think it's on all three. You had a very slow right side of the defensive alignment. You have India, who hasn't played second base a ton this year. Salvador Perez, of course, was playing first, as you said. And then Jack Caglione's, what is this, his fifth game in right field or something like that? Sixth game? I don't know what we're up to at this point in time in right field. So I think it's a combination on all three. You know, if Vinny's playing first instead or Massey's playing second instead, maybe that helps out. I think some of it was it's in that weird no man's spot, but I'm not going to lean on the rookie to – I understand the outfielder would have priority.
A dozen games, including minor leagues out there in right field, yeah.
Yeah, but it was frustrating because, it was three players that seemed like nobody was taking charge in that spot.
Everyone's just kind of standing
around.
It's
on all three. I think it's on all three of them in that spot. But
Especially because it's by this time, it feels like you should have figured it out or come to some sort of reasonable conclusion on it. And it just didn't quite get there. But I'm glad he got to have his moment. Now over the next couple of days, he gets to
just normal baseball
settle
now.
In. Now it gets to start. Yeah, now I agree. Now it starts turning into normal baseball. The text line asks, is it disappointing that he hasn't hit a home run yet? I want to see him hit a home run.
Yeah, I'd like to have five of them right now, too.
It's still a handful of games, and I'll give him time to adjust to the majors like I would have given him time to adjust to AA or AAA. AAA didn't appear he needed an adjustment, but did those things. But do I think he should be hitting a home run here soon? Yeah, I do. That's part of the reason they called him up. You mentioned the runners in scoring position. Some of it is they wanted to be able to get more runs with one swing of the bat. I actually think that that play in right field is more on Salvador Perez. I think depending on the first baseman, more likely to get there. I'm not saying Salvi's a bad first baseman. He plays okay, but the range has got to be somewhat limited there.
The lack of speed between all three involved in that situation, that's where I think you do have to question as much as you're looking for the offense. You know, was it just a fluky thing, or is that a liability all of a sudden? Not necessarily in right field. I'm just talking about when all three, if it's that group of three, does that leave you to be a little bit vulnerable in a situation like that? Now, look, they're going to learn from that. My guess is if it was Cags' fault, I'm sure Rusty Kuntz and company, they'll be talking to him. But
are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.